Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is reveal recap time, and so we just get into it. I think we're starting with March 29th, I believe. Sunday, March 29th. The executives at this network made a development deal with the former Disney actress, and in return, they also wanted her to appear on their hit show. They couldn't get out of the deal, but they have had some serious buyer's remorse. I'm talking about Fox and Bella Thorne and The Masked Singer, and, you know, she didn't take off like they thought that she was going to. But we'll see. You know, just because she's got a development deal doesn't mean that they'll actually pick up any of the shows that she pitches. Let's see. Number two, I suppose if the foreign-born singers in the fake relationship actually had sex on their Instagram stories, that people might believe they were real. Short of that, meeting for 10 minutes a day to make a video isn't really doing your cause any good, especially when the foreign-born female singer has her boyfriend waiting for her to finish up. And it's Camila Cabello and Shawn Mendes, but I have a little addendum to this now. The boyfriend is not into the drugs like Camila is, and apparently now it's just, that's just full on corn drugging. So I don't know. It's she's got to go to rehab. There's just absolutely no way that, you know, you want to have Cinderella going out on a press tour, and it would be a mess at this point. Let's see. Number three on the 29th. There is no way on this planet that the A-list singer who loves the end of the week the best was going to be able to donate a body part to the celebrity when his is probably just as damaged from the same type of activity. I'm talking about The Weeknd, and he said that he was going to give his kidney to Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. His is just as messed up as hers. There's no way. And that was just a little publicity grab, you know, because it got all the new songs. And, you know, so he talks about Bella Hadid and talks about Selena Gomez, just any kind of name dropping to get some attention and to get some publicity. Let's see. Number four on the 29th. I'm sure others will try it. But this former network reality star is telling everyone he tested positive for COVID-19 when he really hasn't. And this is the one that's bugged me the most. And there's others out there that have used this kind of to their advantage. But in this case, I'm talking about Colton Underwood from The Bachelor. And it doesn't really matter if you know who he is or doesn't know who he is. You know, he had a book that was coming out. So as I've said, you know, when you're in this cycle where there's not a lot of entertainment news, where I literally have seen people just saying, is there any gossip at all? Is there anything that I can just hold on to and grasp? Now, obviously today there was some with the flash and all that kind of stuff. And I'm going to try and do a little basement blast on him tomorrow, Ezra, just because I want to get something out there, but I won't have time to do a full hour on him, but I do want to get out there and talk about it a little bit. But anyway, that's the one that's kind of bothered me the most, because it was just such a naked, thirsty publicity grab. And then that's all it was. And then I saw one today, and I'm not going to remember who it was exactly. Oh, it was J.K. Rowling, where, well, I had COVID-like symptoms, but I didn't really have COVID, but I would like to get in this conversation because everybody, you know, this is the only way anybody's getting any attention. So she says, you know, I had COVID-19 like symptoms, but didn't actually have it. Okay, so then why are you talking about it then? Let's see. And even somebody who I think actually had it, like Idris, but I mean, you don't think of him as a thirsty guy, but, you know, throughout this entire thing, yes, I've got it. Oh, look, I got it from Justin Trudeau's wife. You know, my wife has it. Oh, you know, it just constantly talking about it. So is it good to talk about it? Is it, he could have just said, I got it. And then at the end, I'm better now. You know, I feel when you're adding more to it and adding more steps to it, that at that point, you're just kind of looking for a little thirst. a little something to quench the thirst. Let's see. Let's do number 5 on the 29th. This A-/B+ list actress is taking on a new role, which will take up a ton of her time the next year. She probably won't have time for quote-unquote love with the guy who wanted to be an A++ lister. I'm talking about Rosario Dawson and Cory Booker, and it's just, you know, going to go film a show. Going to be gone a long time. Won't have time for that love. Again, in quotes, the 30th. Number 1. The madam/procure/serial sexual assaulter always likes to claim she never drinks and has never touched a drop of alcohol. In pictures, she would hide her drink. She did try to sweep away her DUI arrest from the internet, but newspapers can't be changed. And I want to, while I'm talking about that, because I was going to talk about it the other day when I was doing the, I think I've got it here. When I was talking about Ghislaine and Andrew and Megan and everybody. So there is, she has scrubbed it from the internet, but not the actual newspaper. But apparently it goes, Robert Maxwell's daughter gave traffic police tea and biscuits and showed them family photos after she was arrested for drunk driving, a court was told today. Her middle of the night hospitality could not save her from the 1,000 pound fine and a year's driving ban. This was when she was 34. And Miss Maxwell, whose tycoon father named his private yacht after her, had taken the arresting officers to her brother's house to prove that although she had no fixed address in England, she had somewhere to stay. They called her one of the most cooperative customers the Chelsea police station have had. She took them to her brother's home, made them a cup of tea, showed them some family photographs, and promised to write to their senior officer to commend them for their hospitality. Okay, now, this is where it gets interesting on this part. And this is from the newspaper at that time. Miss Maxwell was described on the charge sheet as an internet operator of no fixed address in the UK, although her lawyer said she was a business consultant. She admitted driving a blue E-registration Volkswagen Golf GT with excess alcohol. She was stopped at 4:30 in the morning because the car had no headlights on. She failed a breathalyzer test. Her alcohol was 0.55, which there is about 1.5 times the legal limit. But very interesting that even at that time, she had no fixed address, and she was described as an internet operator. What exactly is that? And her lawyer said she's a business consultant. Interesting. So yeah, I wanted you to read that to you because I knew that I was coming up on this reveal. And anyway, let's see. Number 2 on the 30th. This was pretty popular. With several of her co-stars testing positive from the play they were all in until earlier this week, you would think that the foreign-born A-minus list actress would be in isolation. Nope. The actress who you saw on a hit pay cable show is following her normal day-to-day thing and doesn't think she needs to isolate over nothing. Now, that was dated March 22nd, and it's Emilia Clarke. And she, her play got shut down, you know, because everything was getting shut down, and several of her co-stars tested positive for COVID-19, and she says, eh. Number 3. On the 30th, I want to get out of my house. Please stay home. The people of the permanent A-list singer are trying to get a hearing scheduled for next month, continued until October at the earliest. Of course, you guys have heard me talk about this a lot with Britney Spears. And should we check while I'm on with you guys? Let's see. Oh, might as well. Where are you? Let's see if they've done anything, if they've continued it. I don't know. Okay. Nope, still set, but that's going to be continued. Let's see if they filed anything yet. Nope, they haven't. Let's see. All right, let's go to the next one. Let's see, we'd be on March 30th, number 4. This is an interesting one to talk about, not because we... But this royal has burned through all of his kickback money and is stealing from his charity, and it's Prince Andrew. But I saw somebody sent me a rumor, and it's a straight-up rumor. And it's even from a conspiracy Twitter account. But nobody's seen Prince Andrew's in 20 days. And they were speculating whether or not he might have succumbed to the coronavirus or something else has happened to him. But he hasn't been spotted in 20 days. So, something to think about. Number 5 on the 30th. This foreign-born, former A-plus list tweener, got a cut of the offering from a recent church service he helped promote. And that's Justin Bieber. Hey, you know, if they're offering it to you, you might as well take it. I'm not going to really fault him for that. Let's see. I think it's weird. I don't know, you know. Maybe he's his fault. He could have just... Well, who knows what they were going to do in the offering anyway. There's an ongoing struggle between this B-plus list singer with her people and the general population. The singer, who shares the name of a French painter, likes to pretend she's 4 or 5 years younger than her actual age. A person changes the birthday to the actual date in Wikipedia, and her people go in and make her younger. I just like these. It's Victoria Monet, and, you know... I don't really care about it. I always find these humorous that they do that. And with Wikipedia, you know, you can go in there and change it so people put it back, and just I get a kick out of some things like that. Is it the end of the world? No. Is it a blind item for, you know, the middle of the quarantine when nobody's going out? Yep. this permanent A-plus list athlete who has moves named after her caught her boyfriend cheating and broke up with him. It seemed like forever love not that long ago. Apparently, Valentine's Day was super awkward because that is when it all came to light. I'm talking about Simone Biles. Let's see. 31st, number 3. While the A-plus list singer donates and donates and donates some more, her arch-rival conditions any donation on you purchasing something and then only donates a tiny percentage. It is like the gifted clothes for sale charity scam she runs to. And that's Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian. And, you know, Kylie, I think, you know, gave some money. Well, let's see if, I'd like to see a copy of the check. And then with Taylor Swift, she's also randomly going online and giving people $3,000 here, $2,000 here, and whatever. So it's pretty impressive. Number 4 on the 31st. Meanwhile, Kim and Chris have created a new perfume line, and it was inspired by the unconditional love between a mother and a daughter. It was actually inspired by trying to make some more money. The unconditional love between mother and daughter. I mean, you know, mom helped her with the porn, so that's unconditional love right there. This foreign-born A-minus slash B-plus list actress could be using the isolation time to be getting close to her husband. Instead, she has 4 of her team living with her and spends all day and night with them brainstorming how she can stay relevant and trying to find her online work. And that's Priyanka and Nick. Oh, of course, there was her pretentious clap, which I talked about. It's just, I mean, I totally, you, if you're around a hospital, you go outside, you clap. It was just the way that she did it. And, you know, it was for India and just the way she was clapping. Ugh. Number 5. The disgraced director's open profession for lust of one daughter while wanting to reunite with the daughter he molested is not going to win him any new directing jobs. I'm talking about Woody Allen. And the fact that Larry David said that, oh, he didn't see anything wrong after reading the book. Come on. Come on. Seriously, are you just doing that so that way you can work with him? Or he's talking about the lust of his... I couldn't keep my hands off of her. We were touching each other all the time. It was just crazy. Yeah, but she's technically your adopted daughter. You know, your adopted daughter. At least she raised that way. Not, you know, wasn't legally, I guess. But then at the same time, oh, you know what? I want to reunite with Dylan. I mean, come on. And then Larry David. Oh, I didn't see anything wrong. April 1st. And I'm really glad that April Fool's Day, nobody really tried to do anything. I mean, there were some marketing things, I think, that had already been out there, but it wasn't... I think everybody did a pretty good job of just saying, hey, it's canceled today. At this point, the permanent A++ list singer ignores calls from her publicist and manager and continues to fall apart in front of her eyes. Each day, she shows how far she's fallen and her thirst for attention. It is sad to see. And I'm talking about Madonna. And, I mean, look where she was and just... It is. It's just incredible how quickly she has gone downhill. Number two. And also, yes, I'm joining the you know, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, but she didn't give him any money. The A-minus list mostly movie actor with multiple franchises under his belt is just opening himself up to more underage stripper and coke stories with his latest court filing. Studios almost bailed on him after the last round. He is on thin ice. And I'm talking about Jeremy Renner and, you know, trying to reduce the child support. I mean, come on. Really? That's just ridiculous. And because, oh, I'm not working right now, so I can't afford that money. Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can. Unless you did spend it all on stripper and coke parties. But the thing is, when he does something like this, then Sonny, as she will do, she will totally slam him and reveal some more dirt about him. I don't know why he sets himself up for that. Because she knows the good stuff. She knows the good stuff. With nothing to do all day, the illiterate talk show host is back to drinking heavily, and it's not a pretty sight. I'm talking about Wendy Williams, and, you know, her getting to do the show from home. Oh, my goodness. Open bar, hosting a show. Oh, could be good. This celebrity offspring is barely a celebrity. She was more so back in the day. I'm just thinking about Wendy Williams drinking and doing a show. Other family members are higher on the list. Anyway, showing her true blue bloodness, she has informed the staff working for her that they are needed 24/7 now because of the quarantine, and if they want to go see their families, they will be fired. And I'm talking about Nikki Rothschild. And there's a lot of this, you know, with the whole Kristen Cavallari, Jay Cutler thing where they're in the Bahamas with a couple of friends and their kids, and, you know, these staff are having to wait on them hand and foot and everything, and I don't know. Putting everybody in danger. And it's not even, actually, it's not even so much about putting people in danger, because, I mean, they're pretty isolated, and the Bahamas has cases. But it's just about, you know, we're rich, and we're on the beach, and we're really worried about workout, and Kristen's doing her work thing, and it just, you know, the people I feel sorry for are the families in, you know, a New York City apartment, husband and wife, two or three kids, and a dog, and trying to figure out what they can do with all the parks and everything closed. And then, you know, you see Kristen and Jay out there. Oh, look at us. We've got so much money and everything, and we're just having the best time in the whole world. You know? Okay. This kind of goes to the other days. When I talked about Harry and the friend who had been banned from this ginger-haired royal's life is back in. The friend who was banned was the one who set up the original date with the illiterate actress. Apparently, the actress is not aware of it yet, but I find that hard to believe. If I know, she must know, because we share the same mutual back to the banned friend. And I'm talking about Prince Harry and Tom Inskip, and, you know, he was with the other guy helping to make the introduction, and I think he got to see Tom once. About a year ago, maybe, or something. So, yeah, like I said, you know, when I said the Megan's, the other thing I was thinking of is that, you know, she was in London at the height of this thing, and, you know, Charles got tested positive, and you had, of course, Boris Johnson, and, you know, Megan and Harry were there at the time, but I feel as if they would have tested positive, that they somehow would have let everybody know. But yeah, like I said, we share the same mutual, so if I know, she knows. Let's see. Going to April 2nd, number one. This disgraced A/A-minus list mostly movie actor yelled and swore at the woman who was supposed to be his girlfriend, probably not the best thing to do before she is deposed in a case. I'm talking about James Franco. Idiot. Number two. Apparently, this foreign-born A-minus list action movie star heard some things the diminutive A-slash-A-minus list comic actor had to say about the foreign-born actor. There would have been a war if they worked together. And I am talking about Jason Statham and Kevin Hart. Jason was going to get a huge paycheck, said, nope, not going to work with Kevin Hart after what he said to me about me. And, you know, Kevin, Jason could kick the crap out of you. I would be nicer to him. And I mean, come on, it's somebody you're going to work with and everything. And all right, number three on the second, this former B-listish tweener turned A-minus slash B-plus list adult singer stole a bunch of similar stories from a singer who used them in an interview a few weeks ago. Also, she is still not sober and her Botox and filler game is a mess. All right, so it's Demi Lovato and JoJo Lipsky. And I put in parentheses, strange to add her last name. But now people might say, Siwa, if I just said JoJo, which is true. Because JoJo used to be JoJo, but now JoJo is the annoying JoJo. And JoJo Lipsky gave a interview and talked about, oh, you know, my manager put me on a 500 calorie day diet and all these things. Word for word, almost out of Demi Lovato's mouth a week later, the same kind of thing. You know, make up your own stories. Number four. Let's see. This permanent A-list singer, and it's in quotes, has no control of the meds she has to take each day, and the prescription needs to be changed again. And I'm talking about Britney, and I feel for her. I think everybody does, and this is just going to drag things on and just miserable, right? Oh, another Priyanka one. This foreign-born A-minus slash B-plus list actress has been fuming to her people that her big franchise movie's not filming. She refers to it as her big franchise movie, even though she's one of many supporting players in it. She wants to film and doesn't understand why they can't. And I'm talking about Priyanka again and The Matrix 4. Oh, by the way, so my pandemic movie of choice last night was The Last Days, and it's on Hulu. I suppose if you have Amazon, you might be able to buy it on Prime, but it's on Hulu. It is a Spanish movie with English subtitles. It is fascinating. It's low budget, but doesn't feel low budget. But you can tell because there's not a ton of set pieces. And it is very gripping and intense. And I still don't quite get the... I kind of get the end. I mean, it's... But it's a great movie, and it is worth your hour and 43 minutes. Let's see. The April 3rd, number one. My pandemic movie 2 nights ago was Outbreak. I forgot how many people are in that movie. It's just so many. Rene Russo, Dustin Hoffman, Cuba Gooding Jr., Donald Sutherland, Kevin Spacey's in it. There's a lot of people in that movie. The lying banned from television actor who lost his show and quite possibly could lose his freedom is just pretending to his fans and to the public none of that is happening. In order to move forward, he is going to have to come up with an apology. And Jussie Smollett. And let me go back to the Outbreak for a second. Yes, Kevin Spacey is in it, and I do not watch any movies where he is the lead. But, you know, in that movie, he's a supporting role. So... You know, he's in a lot of movies, and I can't give up every single one of them. Let's see. But he's a total jerk who doesn't have any kind of remorse. He's like Louis C.K. Just thinks that all should be forgiven. Number two on the third. All of these were very popular. That is not a cash upfront huge donation from the A-list mostly movie actress who sometimes directs. I know her knee pad statement makes it seem as if it is. It is a donation that will stretch out over several years and has conditions attached. And I'm talking about Angelina Jolie and her donation. I think it was said $1 million or something like that. It's not $1 million check. It's over several years. And like I said, there's conditions to it. And number three... On the third, the disgraced actor who, speaking of Kevin Spacey, this disgraced actor who was an Oscar winner slash nominee is acting as if he is not one of the biggest serial sexual predators to have ever been an actor. Apparently, at least one organization doesn't care either, as they have made him their keynote speaker for a huge online breakfast seminar they are having. He is going to speak on resilience when things suddenly change in your life. And talking about Kevin Spacey, and it's called the Bits and Pretzels Founders Festival 2020. Well, a big F you to them. Number four. I can't believe they're doing that. I mean, talking about resilience. This is what I'm saying. He doesn't... The illiterate A-list mostly movie actor did a whole bunch of do-you-know-who-I-am things directed towards staffers at a hospital. Hopefully they said, you're an idiot who makes car commercials. Anyway, the actor wanted tests for himself and his family. They all tested negative. And it's Matthew McConaughey, who did call a bingo game online, so he gets a little bit of points back for that. I think for a senior home. Still, though. I mean, come on. Just, it's the worst kind of do-you-know-who-I-am. The directionally challenged rapper is having trouble with his many businesses and is desperately trying to raise cash for the people who sort of protect his interests. He is way behind on payments. I'm talking about French Montana, who has an income that can be best described as involving a lot of one-on-one time, so he's having a little problem. And those people that you kick up to in that kind of industry, they demand to be paid, whether or not there's a quarantine. Let's see, talking about, let's do the fourth. Number one. The foreign-born, illiterate, A-minus list actor was talked into going shopping by his significant other. It was simply so she could get snapped by a pap. Okay, I'm going to talk about this for a second. Ugh, any paparazzi photo that you see right now is somebody that has made arrangements with the paparazzi to take their photo. Just straight up. That's just 100%. There is no randomness. Nobody's, you know, going to some place and, you know, to a restaurant or a grocery store or something like that. Occasionally, the grocery store ones, when they're coming out, is somebody at the grocery store calling a paparazzi. Okay? That is about the only time that it's just a random kind of thing. Otherwise, if you see them walking down the street, see them, you know, going somewhere, not coming from somewhere, but going somewhere or just out for a walk, it is because the paparazzi were called and told to be there. And of course, the paparazzi want to make some money because nobody's going out. It's also why every single tabloid has the same 10 photos. Because that's every single day. Okay, here's the 10 people who went out yesterday and, you know, paid to have a paparazzi come to keep, you know, their name out there. It just, so anyone you see, unless they're coming out of a grocery store and there was not photos of them going in. Okay, because then that's generally somebody in the grocery store trying to make, you know, a quick $20. Let's see. That was number one. So, number two on the fourth. This late night talk show host is using the opportunity to try and get new blood on his writing staff. He says for fresh ideas. Really, it's so he can pay them less and keep more for himself. And I'm talking about James Corden, who will do anything to give himself some more money. You know, he doesn't have as long of a history as Ellen, but, you know, you give him another 15 years and somebody be donating $2 for every mean story about James Corden. All you gotta do is ask the Writers Guild. They'll tell you what a horrible guy he is. This serial cheating A-list mostly movie actor has been hooking up with several women over the past couple of weeks. So, is it because he didn't want to buy a birthday present for the foreign-born A-minus B-plus list singer, or just because he cheats, or because they broke up? He told one hookup they split, but then said she shouldn't probably tell anyone about the hookup. Channing Tatum and Jessie J, and 3 days after reading the blind item, made the split announcement. Because publicists read the blinds. Number four on the fourth. The lawyer is just earning his keep, but he should probably know his rapper client, who also likes to turn on everyone as many times over, safer in jail. The lawyer wants his client released early. That's just asking for an earlier death. Now that's Takashi. The lawyer did get him out. Now he is a dead man walking. Just and the fact that he's trolling, oh my goodness, he is just... You know, I don't do death pools, but, I mean, I bet you there's some kind of online betting site that has the odds of how long he's staying alive. Somebody's taking that bet because there's no sports, right? So they've got some really, really weird online bets going on right now. And then this is kind of where we begin. Number five, I said, huh, you mean the former network reality star who claimed he tested positive for COVID-19 when he didn't meet any of the testing criteria but got himself a new cycle or two and I told you he was faking it, has a new book coming out? Who would have thunk it? Not quite a full tell-all book, though, is it? Colton Underwood and The Bachelor. Oh, those went by pretty quick today. Tomorrow, for sure, 100% two episodes. And the first one is a short one. It's a guest that I'm going to have on. For about 15 or 20 minutes, and then there'll be a longer one tomorrow night, and also I'm going to try and do a short one on Ezra, so maybe there'll be three. But I have some stuff on actually I could probably make it three shorter ones, because I've got some stuff on Ezra that I want to talk about, but I also have some stuff on the Shermans, the Canadian couple that, you know, were murdered, and their connection to the drug everybody can't stop talking about. I'm going to have to practice my pronunciation of it, so maybe we'll just call it the malaria drug. But their connection to that, which is pretty interesting, and it's all written out already. I'm talking about Ezra, and then but the person I'm going to talk to in the morning, actually in the afternoon, early afternoon, is the former CEO of Twitter, and for 5 years he was the CEO of Twitter, and for some reason, I don't know, he follows me. And he used to be an improv actor, actually, when he got out of college. So I think we're going to talk about that. And he's been doing a whole lot of fundraising and food bank stuff for people in San Francisco. Just randomly asked him if he wanted to do it. And his Twitter handle, by the way, you can tell that he worked at Twitter because his handle is Dick C. So Dick Costello. So I am going to have him on tomorrow and just talk about some things. And he was the guy who brought up the fact that Twitter was just had too many trolls and they couldn't figure out a way to stop. And I'm also going to ask the question that everybody always wants to ask. How come there's no edit button? Because that is the question everybody, I think, wants answered. But if you do listen to the very end of this and you have some question you want me to ask him, put it in the comments and let me know. All right, you guys, you take care of yourself and I will see you back here tomorrow.